The James Webb Space Telescope spotted the most distant barred spiral galaxy ever observed. And I want to give this story the attention it deserves, rather than treating it as a footnote. A barred spiral galaxy is the kind of galaxy our own Milky Way is. Spiral arms connected through a central bar of stars. Finding one this far back in cosmic time challenges models of how quickly such organized galactic structure can form after the Big Bang. The standard assumption was that the complex, organized structure of a barred spiral requires billions of years to develop. Finding one this early suggests either the universe organized itself faster than expected, or our models of galaxy formation need revision.
NASA also marked the 250th birthday with patriotic imagery from Hubble and Chandra, red, white, and blue deep space portraits of nebulae, star clusters, and galaxies. That's a communication strategy as much as a scientific one, using the emotional resonance of Independence Day to make space science feel personally relevant to people who might otherwise scroll past it. It's effective science communication.
The Alibaba story is the one I find most scientifically significant from this weekend. Element's Claw, an AI agent developed by Alibaba, screened 2.4 million crystal structures and identified four novel superconductor compounds that were subsequently verified in laboratory experiments. That's not a theoretical exercise. That's AI doing the literature survey, the screening, and the candidate identification work that would have taken a team of material scientists years, and it produced experimentally confirmed results. Superconductors are one of the holy grails of materials science because room temperature superconductivity would revolutionize energy transmission, computing, and medical imaging. Four new candidates isn't a solved problem, but it's real progress.
Harvard's AI model predicting which cancer patients will respond to immunotherapy is the medical application story that most directly affects how we think about AI's near-term value. Immunotherapy, cancer treatment that activates the patient's own immune system, is one of the most promising oncology approaches of the last decade, but it works dramatically better for some patients than others, and the current tools for predicting who will benefit are imprecise. A model that can make those predictions more accurately means fewer patients going through the side effects of a treatment that won't work for them, and more resources directed to treatments that will.
Omar Yagi leaving UC Berkeley for Tsinghua University in Beijing is the story that should make American policymakers most uncomfortable. And I say that as someone who tries to analyze these things without political framing. Yagi won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2025. He is one of the world's leading researchers in metal-organic frameworks, porous materials with applications ranging from gas storage to drug delivery to carbon capture. He's now leaving to lead a new AI chemistry institute at Tsinghua. This follows a pattern of significant talent departures from U.S. institutions that has accelerated over the past 2 years.
The question is, what's driving it? Is it funding, Tsinghua offering resources that Berkeley can no longer match? Is it regulatory environment, certain kinds of research being harder to do in the U.S. for export control or biosecurity reasons? Is it personal, a scholar who wants to work in an environment where AI and chemistry are being integrated at institutional scale? Probably some combination. But losing a sitting Nobel laureate to a Chinese university is a data point in a trend line, and the trend line is concerning regardless of the specific reasons in this individual case.
The G3 geomagnetic storm lighting up Aurora Borealis across 26 states on July 4th is a beautiful story with a less noticed technical dimension. A G3 storm is strong enough to affect power grid operations, satellite communications, and GPS accuracy. The fact that it coincided with the severe weather that already disrupted the 4th of July celebrations means grid operators were managing two simultaneous stress events. The aurora reaching as far south as Utah, Colorado, and Nevada, well outside the normal visible range, reflects the intensity of the coronal mass ejection series that struck Earth over the holiday weekend.